Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. You see Adrian Bangert as the host of Morning in America on News Nation every morning, but you've seen her on TV for years, and it was so wonderful to have you in the studio last week. And I just said to her when she walked in, I go, I hope this isn't a corporate thing where they're like forcing you to come in and promote your show. We just wanted you back because we had such a lovely conversation. And your reaction to that question is one of the reasons that I adore you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Let's stop doing things that we feel forced to do.
Yes.
Let's do what we really enjoy because life is short and all these moments really do matter. And it takes a lot sometimes to just get out of bed for a lot of people.
Yes.
So it's like, don't make me go do something. I want to do this because I want to do it.
Exactly. Yeah. And we talked about, you know, when you're in your 20s or 30s and you're really trying to make that impact. I don't know about what industry you're in if you're listening to this show, but we happen to both be in the broadcast industry. And I just felt at that age, I had to do anything and everything they asked me to do.
Yes. And you climb the ladder and you sleep 0 hours and you work horrible shifts.
Yeah.
But then at some point in your life, you decide, okay, I'll continue paying my dues, but I'll pay my dues under some certain terms that I'm at peace with.
Right.
Because you want quality of life. And I think more and more people are wanting that, especially after the past couple of years, where it's like, you don't want to be so demanding that you're difficult to work with.
Right.
But you want to know your own needs. Because otherwise, you're suffering and you're miserable in an industry that you hope pays you back in dividends of fulfillment years down the road.
Right.
We don't have years down the road, people. We have right now.
We're living right now. Yes. That's what we're doing. So watch Adrian anyway. You'll love her show. And some of the big story. Oh, by the way, Chris Cuomo. Dan Abrams is getting Chris Cuomo to sit down for the first interview with him.
That's massive. I know Dan from my previous employer, ABC, and I'm telling you, that's going to be a really interesting conversation.
Yes. And do they have a history, do you know? Or how did he land that interview?
Well, Dan knows a lot of people.
Yeah,
he's
well,
been in
I know.
Business forever, ever.
Yeah.
And I think he started off at MSNBC, if I remember. But obviously now he's with News Nation. We're really happy about that. He has his show airing evenings. I can't remember the time. Forgive me.
Yeah, it's Dan Abrams Live. And the interview with Chris Cuomo from CNN, who is not granted an interview since he left, or stuff with his brother. So
that's massive.
That's huge. It's going to happen this coming Tuesday night at 8 o'clock.
We're looking forward to that. Yeah, I would think that they know each other, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I can text Dan now and ask.
You should. Hey, do you know Chris
Dan,
Cuomo?
How far back do y'all go?
So now that you're part of Chicago, what do you think about the NASCAR race coming to the city?
Okay, I just think it's interesting timing because on Wednesday of this week, the city council made this ordinance, making it even more difficult for people to drift and drag as traditional, you know, drivers.
Right.
At the same time, they're announcing, guess what? We're bringing a street race where there will be lots of drifting, officially approved by NASCAR in Grant Park with the backdrop of the beautiful Chicago skyline and Lake Michigan. I think it's going to be really exciting. I think people are going to be fans of it. I don't know how nervous I would be if I was Kurt Busch right now or Bubba Wallace.
Yes.
I'd be like, okay, that's a really tight circle. It's a little different than a NASCAR track, but exciting, a very big move for Chicago.
Absolutely. But politically, for the mayor to have made this announcement, because obviously it's been in the works for, you know, months, if not years, and then it comes out the very week.
The same week.
The same week as the ordinance, and you're like, oh, this couldn't be worse timing.
Kind of mixed messaging there, because obviously they've had a problem with drag racing. But maybe their thought is, if we provide this NASCAR street race, maybe people will feel appeased.
Yeah, no, because it's not people, it's kids.
Right.
And I've encountered them, and they're not paying attention to what the city's doing and the mayor is saying. They're just out for a good time.
But it's expensive. If they do, you know, violate laws of drag racing, I mean, it's pricey to get your car out of impound. Thousands of dollars.
I would almost guess that many of those cars belong to their parents. Because I came back, Adrian, to this building one night after a concert and encountered it and couldn't get through lights because there was was like, what is happening here? And they were all lined up blocking our garage and they wouldn't let me in. And they put me in a mean mama mode, which it's like,
don't put you in a mean mama mode.
Oh, that's right. I was like, you are going to move.
Yes.
And all of a sudden I'm treating them like they were my children. I'm like, you will move right now.
Or you're grounded and you get no phone privileges.
So it is interesting because somebody's paying for those tires they burn up every Saturday night in Chicago.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
I just, the timing of those two announcements.
It's crazy.
No drag racing, street racing with NASCAR.
And one of the stories you covered, too, is U.S. cities are on pace to top last year's crime rates at a time when, you know, like the Illinois State Police came out and said, hey, expressway shootings are down 36%, but it depends how you look at the numbers.
Yeah, it's just amazing that some communities are seeing upwards of 20 and 50% more murders in the past couple of years. It's just, it's astronomical. And so I think that, you know, we're not just looking at murders as well. We're looking at carjackings. In the city of Chicago, that's been a huge issue. We're seeing other cities where it's like auto theft is the prime crime right now. There is just a general lawlessness that I think people are fed up with. And that's why we're seeing in places like San Francisco, the DA getting booted, because people are just sick and tired of it. They're fed up. In Los Angeles, there's still a petition to oust their district attorney. So, I think that people went through this period of time. We talked to this captain, this police captain this morning, and he was saying, even with some of the controversy surrounding some of the big cases that were highly publicized, it's amazing that the community is so supportive and so positive about policing now because they want more protection because they know that the streets are not safe.
Yeah, I read this is a quote from a mom today. I've been following this story. It's about Jeremiah Moore. He was shot to death as he slept in a family van. They were driving home from his grandmother's, and his mother said, "I've lost all hope." He's 7 years old. A piece of comfort will come from knowing that the people who hurt my baby and could have hurt the rest of us are behind bars. That's Ali Jean Holiness. That's what she said. And you just hope that people start standing up and speaking out. And if it takes the moms to do it, say their name. You know there's people in your community who are committing these crimes. And it's time that some people stand up and say who's doing it.
Well, and it is a systemic problem because it's not just policing. You know, in speaking to that police captain this morning, it's about families, too. And he so eloquently said, you know, I said, what's the biggest problem? Why is crime on the rise? He didn't point to the pandemic. He didn't point to the fact that, you know, it's this blame game over here with the city ordinance or with this court system. He said, you know, we're not spending enough time together as families. And you can't fix that in one fell swoop. And not one government organization or office is going to fix that. It's going to take all of us working together. He called on clergy. You know, he called on the faith community. He called on community organizations to provide outlets, creative outlets for young people. We need to look out for each other right now. We need to watch each other's back as much as we're watching our own back.
Yeah, and I thought we would have more empathy and more concern and more love after after we all got through the worst part of the pandemic.
The loneliest part of the pandemic.
Yes, and now we haven't.
Well, I think that isolation is internal as much as external. You know, we couldn't see people, loved ones. We wanted to protect those who were vulnerable in our families. So outside looking in, you know, we were doing the best we could, the best we knew how to provide health and safety. But I think isolation is infectious and it becomes a mentality and a mindset. And even though people are out and about and that's wonderful, we're so highly pressurized that we're still distracted even while we're with each other. Oh, you know,
looking at your phone,
but we're looking at the phone. You know, we're watching the movie together, but we're not having a conversation. We're not having quality time. We're wanting to be entertained because we're trying to escape. And so I think, you know, in terms of the criminal aspect and the law aspect and what we should do to fix, you know, the problems that are on our streets, we're going to have to all get our heads out of the sand. And it's going to take conversations that are tough. And it's going to take talking to our kids.
Let's throw her name in for mayor. Okay.
Oh, my God, no. Oh, my Lord, no. If I sound like a mayor right now, let me step back.
Adrienne Bankert, host of Morning in America on News Nation. Thanks so much for stopping by.
So good to see you.
We appreciate you. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.